John Collette, Cowboy John. You probably wonder where this name Cowboy John came from. Well, when I was a little boy, I lived in Elko, Nevada, and in the wintertime I'd take my horse from the ranch into Elko, and I would give the children along the street as I'd ride up and down the street on rides, I'd give the children rides on the back of my horse. I'd just see them sitting there, and they looked so longing to want to ride my horse, so I thought, when I was sitting on that curb and people ride by me, I wish they'd give me a ride, so I'd give them one. And they'd call me Cowboy John. And I'd ride in the parade in the summertime. And when they did that, when they'd see me as I go down the parade, all the kids would yell out, "Hey, there's Cowboy John." And so that's how I got the name Cowboy John. And when we started this touring business, I thought that would be a good name to have. Just call me Cowboy John, because that's kind of what I've been called for a long time. Well, for 8 years, from age 7, I spent summers on a remote cattle ranch in northern Nevada. I rounded up wild horses, Mustangs, on the Diamond A Desert, drove 30 miles with Golden to pick up the mail once a week, cut wild hay with horse teams in the meadows along the Bruno River. We rarely had visitors at this ranch since it was so remote. When the generator went off at night, the lights went out, and it was quiet. My dad was a doctor in a small town in northeastern Nevada, Elko. He helped a rancher from this remote northern Elko County who offered to take my dad's young son, me, to live with their family on the ranch in the summer. We moved to Elko from Indiana. I was young. A small boy, I was fascinated with horses and cowboys and Indians. And I read and read books like Comanche, Sea Star, Orphan of Chinatig, Big Red. I was crazy over cowboys, so my dad and mother figured a ranch summer would be a good thing. They loaded up the car one summer day, and we drove for hours on dirt road. We were afraid we missed the correct turnoff. We finally arrived at the ranch. It was in the middle of nowhere. After a little talking, my parents kissed me and drove back to town. I was 7, and that one summer was all it took. I was hooked. I returned to the same ranch for the next 8 summers and was included as a member of the family. Many days after work was done, we kids walked to the stream to go swimming. Some days Bertie baited a hook for me, and she and I walked down the dusty road to McDonald Creek to go fishing for brook trout. They're still there. In such a remote place as Roland, we had to fend for ourselves. And we kids, after work was done, had to make our own fun in the country. I had chores, and they included feeding chickens, milking the cow, collecting eggs, feeding leppy calves, running and cleaning the milk separator, churning butter, wrangling horses in the morning. What a great life, and I enjoyed every minute of it. Now what I'd like to do is share with you some of the exciting stories that happened to me as I spent time every summer on this remote ranch. So this story I want to tell you is what I call the Squeaky Saddle story. It was early in the spring of the year, and the water was rushing down the canyons as it does when the snow is melting early in the spring. Golan decided that we needed to go up McDonald Creek and blow out a beaver dam. The beaver dam had been flooding the road, and the water was running down the road rather than down the creek. So he decided we had to go set a dynamite charge and blow a hole in the dam, so we'd go down the river. So he asked me to come along, and Golan was riding a big horse named Banner, and I was riding my horse that came off the desert, the Mustang, called Tramp. So up the canyon we went early in the morning. It was a beautiful day. As we got there, the water was roaring down this canyon. You couldn't hear very much at all. And Golan had told me, he said, "You stay on this side of the river. I'm going to go across the river and set this charge, and then I'll come back." Well, I didn't hear that. And being sitting there on my horse on the other side of the river, being as impatient as I am, a little boy, I decided he needed my help over there. So I kicked my horse, and the horse started swimming across the river. As he swam across the river, the current started pushing us closer and closer to the beaver dam. And there was this big log that was sticking out from the dam. And my horse went right under it and kept swimming. And instead of my holding on to the horn and staying with my horse, I grabbed hold of the log. So here I am out in the middle of the river holding on this log trying to climb up on the beaver dam. Well, I would have done that all right, only just about that time we had two cow dogs, and when I started going across the river, and Golden was also across the river, they decided they better come across the river too. And they were having a hard time swimming against the current, and so they called up my back to get on to the beaver dam. And every time they did that, they shoved me under the water. Well, I had this saddle that I was given to me for Christmas. And I was always teased because every time I ride this saddle, since it was new, it always made this squeaking sound. And they'd always laugh and say, "Oh, there's John with his squeaky saddle." Well, when my horse Tramp swam across this river and got up on the bank, and Golden was sitting there starting to start this charge, he heard this squeak. And he turned around, and sure enough, there was my horse Tramp, but no Johnny Coe. They used to call me Johnny Coe. And he looked out on the river, and there all he could see was my arm holding on to this log. And he jumped the river over to the dam and grabbed me and pulled me up through the water and saved my life. We had some time trying to figure out how to get back to the bank. But that's the story of the squeaky saddle and how it saved my life. And incidentally, I still have that saddle. And all my nieces and nephews and uncles and aunts of all their children have used that saddle. It's famous. And I go to school in the wintertime, and I give the stories about cowboy life, and I bring my saddle, and I let the kids sit on it, and I put my hat on their head, and they laugh, and they have fun. So that saddle is famous. It's called Cowboy John Squeaky Saddle. Hope you enjoy the story.